one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Yes, sir.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the post-show of the NXT TakeOver Wall Games.
It's the Wall Games, if you will. Rant in your media. RantEntertainmentMedias.com, baby. Phil Rayer and Choppy from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks in studio. Just finished NXT TakeOver Houston, Texas. So...
I was, I'm going to eat my words. It was a good match. It was a very good War Games.
Again, and I said this in a pre-show. I said it on social media. I said, let's not shit on it until we actually hear what's going on.
As always, my broadcast partner was correct.
No, I'm not always right. Only most of the time.
Only most of the time.
You have to understand something, though. You know, you're not going to get what you got 30 years ago. You're not going to get what you got 20 years ago.
It was on par with what I saw in the 90s. It was really good. I enjoy the hell out of this match today.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Anyway.
Thank you. If anyone's listening, thank you for joining us for the post show.
Yeah, we didn't give any warning. We're just jumping on here because we got to finish this up and finish the night.
Correct.
But again, it was a good card up and down. I got every match right except for
the actual championship
title match. We'll get into that in a second. But overall, it was a fantastic takeover.
It was a solid show.
It was solid. And Dave Megapower is our partner in crime, our correspondent, our main man on the street. And I quote: He ain't going to give any spoilers. But he's just going to say Dusty would be proud.
I would concur with that statement. I would agree. He was right.
Mega Powers, you are correct. Let me open Skype. Talk to the people.
For anybody who's listening right now, if you did not know what's going on tonight, you must be hiding under a rock. We just witnessed a really good NXT TakeOver, and also probably one of the greatest War Games matches I've ever seen. I mean, it was really, really good. Very well done. Some of the rules were a little different from what I remember, but that's okay. That's because there was three teams. Normally used to seeing two teams going at it one-on-one, you know, going at it. But overall, it was a very stellar match. And, you know, even though they didn't have the roof on the cages, you know what? It didn't take away from the match. I mean, I the initial thought that I had was like, oh my God, they're not going to put the freaking roof on the cage. But in the end, it didn't matter because the match was still very, very good. My MVP of that match would probably have to be Killian Dane. That guy took some insane bumps and did some insane moves in that match. And for a guy who's almost 350 pounds, he's very agile for a big man. You know what? I used to say that Sanity was a boring team. I'm eating my words now, man. These guys have really like opened my eyes to what they can really do. I'm still not sold on Alexander Wolf, but Killian Dane is very good. And, of course, I'm still not a big Eric Young guy, but Eric Young was very good as well in this match. do I think the right team won? Absolutely. The right team should have won. But we will be getting started on the rundown of the matches.
So yeah.
From the beginning till the main event.
All right. You guys want to call in? It's 718-878-6394. 718-878-6394. Skype, all one word, throwbacks and awfulness. Yeah.
Start with the first match.
Let's start the first match. Go ahead, man.
First match was Lars Sullivan going up against the grizzled vet Cassius Ohno. And I had called this from the beginning. It was going to be one of those hard-hitting, stiff matches. I mean, my favorite part of the match was it wasn't even a high spot. It was just like Cassius just stands up and literally just straight punches Lars Sullivan right in the face.
Yeah.
And me and Phil were just like, "What the fuck? Like, who does that?" And it was great for the match. What'd you think?
No, for Ono's size, because he put on the weight.
Yeah.
He could still go.
Definitely could still go. I wish he was a little bit leaner, but it's okay. He could still move.
Yeah.
And the winner of that match was actually Lars Sullivan. He did I guess you would call it uranagi, almost like a pancake kind of move.
Yeah.
Not like a flapjack.
A flapjack.
Yeah. It was. I'm still not sold on that finishing move, but I do like Lars Sullivan. I think he's a very good worker for his size. He's a behemoth of a man.
Yeah, I agree. All right, we're live on the rant. Thank you for everybody for tuning in tonight. Post show, Houston NXT TakeOver, 718-878-6394, or Skype, all one word, throwbacks and awfulness. I'm telling you, man, Laws is the truth.
Yeah, I was not sold on him until you opened my eyes. I saw his match was Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch, and I was like blown away by a guy his size that can move. And like I said, when he has the right opponent, I mean, it's not just him. Any person, if they got the right opponent, they could produce magic. And I believe that Lars Sullivan is going to have a bright future.
Yeah, I agree. And shout out to Ono, man. He did his thing.
Yeah, man. I'm not for nothing, but I think he's going to the twilight of his career. I think his career is coming to an end sooner or later. Probably has maybe like a couple more years in him, maybe like two. But I think right now his role in NXT is just to help out the younger guys. If you think,
yeah, that's why they brought him back,
which is fine, and I'm sure he's okay with that. He's getting a steady paycheck, and that's all that matters to him right now.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. All in all, though, it was a good match. I enjoyed that match a lot.
So did I. Yeah. It was a pretty good opener.
Yeah. What was the next match? Was
it Velveteen and No?
No. It was the
Was the four way?
No, it was Velveteen and Aleister Black.
Yeah, okay, so the second match was Aleister Black and Velveteen Dream. Throughout the last couple of weeks, Velveteen Dream has been trying to get Aleister Black to say his name. And and Aleister was just not paying him no mind. This match surprised the hell out of me. I had a feeling it was going to be good, but I wasn't thinking it was going to be like the match that they had. First off, Velveteen Dream is a young kid. He is not old. He's not an older guy. He's like 21, 22 years old. He's the, I believe, Patrick Clark from Tough Enough. He's now playing Velveteen Dream. He's like a mix of Macho Man and what would you say? Goldust, maybe?
Yeah. A little bit of Dalton Castle in
there. But today he was full on Rick Rude.
Oh, with the tights.
Oh my God, it was...
He had the airbrush tights with him and Aleister Black.
And he was so over with the crowd.
Crowd was hot. I mean...
The crowd was into him.
Yeah, for people who were pissing him on social media about the about not filling the arena, that fucking crowd was loud.
It was hot.
They participated, and like Choppy said, they were hot.
Hot crowd.
They were a hot crowd.
And I told people... I even told our friend Marcus that Velveteen Dream is the truth, and this kid is good. What about that cartwheel Death Valley driver that he does?
You know what? And he exceeded any expectation I had of him.
Oh, yeah.
He was the MVP for me tonight.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, he was the MVP for me tonight.
That's very cool.
And again, not taking away from the War Games match. We'll get into that in a few minutes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But in a singles, on a singles tip, he totally stole the show.
Yes.
Black is fantastic. Black is probably the future of NXT. But Velveteen Dream has to get a nod.
I think he got that nod tonight.
I think hearing the respect of the crowd, hearing the respect of his opponent, and hearing the respect of everybody who's watching that tonight on network.
I tell you right now, too. Next week is going to be this week coming up is going to be the Houston show again, but it's going to be the hour that was shot before the pay per view.
Correct.
So we're probably going to hear some stuff about. Probably you're going to hear something from Velveteen Dream 2 weeks from now, and I'm pretty sure the crowd's going to be into him. I mean, I think he's going to be over as a babyface next time.
Don't be surprised Velveteen Dream is right up there with in title matches.
I agree. I agree. And that's just—I forgot about that. I was still when you said title matches.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a few minutes.
But the winner of that match was Aleister Black. He nailed his Black Mask finishing move, which I think is a deadly, deadly. It looks good. It looks deadly. And not to say that he nailed him in the face with that move, but that spinning heel kick looks really, really good on TV.
Yeah, he tried getting it a few times. He just didn't connect.
No, not at all.
Because Dream was on point.
Yeah, he was. He stood toe to toe with the former Tommy End. Tommy End is a legit kickboxer.
Yeah, again, Aleister Black is the real deal.
He is.
But now you're going to see about three or four guys in the title picture in the next year, half a year of NXT. Because now, you can't ignore these cats anymore. You can't. It's not just one or two guys anymore. It's three or four guys that are legitimate contenders for that title.
And keep in mind, Aleister Black has by the way, Double A, you called it. He won the match, and I believe you called that too, right?
Yes, I got one match wrong tonight.
Correct. And a lot of the guys that he fought for the last couple of months, he beat them all. Especially the one person that you thought that was going to lose and actually won tonight. But we'll move on. That's going to be later on.
Right.
Okay, so next match, which is the four-way for the women's title.
Yeah, it was Nikki Cross, Peyton Royce,
Kairi Sane.
Kairi Sane, and of course, Ember Moon. So, I'm not impressed with Kairi Sane, man. Not tonight, anyway.
You know what it is about Kairi Sane? I think she's still, I think the crowd is still not sold on her.
It just, nothing she did sold. Like, any of her moves look too, they look too choreographed. She wasn't as assertive, and I think maybe because there's multiple women in the ring, I don't know.
I think she's still trying to get used to the style, the American style, or the WWE style of matches. Yeah,
because she wasn't that, she's not impressing me at all.
You're not the only one. You're not the only one, because the crowd is really not into her today, but but also you got to keep in mind that elbow drop she did in the match was really, really intense.
It's the only move she got off though.
Correct.
Like that, she couldn't throw a chop. She couldn't throw a forearm. She couldn't kick. It just looked like she was. It looked like she just learned the moves in class yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. You know, but you want to know something? I feel bad for this girl because you know what it is. And not to say that they look alike, but I think she's just there just to replace Asuka.
Not totally different style, though. And I can tell you this, they totally different personality.
Yeah.
And on top of that, if they're putting stock in her because she won that Mae Young Classic,
yeah,
she's got to step her game up because, again, the girls are coming correct.
I mean, I'm even Peyton Royce kind of surprised me in this match. I'm not a huge Peyton Royce fan or Billie Kay fan, but those girls are really surprising me now. They've worked their asses off this last year or two.
Yep.
So your winner of this match with the double eclipse onto Nikki Cross and I believe it was Peyton Royce.
Yeah.
Is Ember Moon. She is your new NXT Women's Champion.
Finally.
Yeah, after months and months of pursuit and then you had Asuka.
Present the belt to her.
Actually presented the belt, gave her a hug, and raised the woman's arm in victory. So.
And then hugged and cried.
As always. Why does every girl have to cry after they win? It's
ladies,
annoying.
Ladies, if you're listening, we got a couple of ladies that listen. Please answer that question for us on social media. Answer that question for us, please. Why?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't know. I knew Ember Moon was going to win. As soon as Asuka went to the main roster, I knew she was going to. She had to win at this point. But don't be surprised. There's like three or four chicks now on her tail. So, Will Morgan, if you're listening, your baby mama's a champion again.
You might as well start, getting down on your knee and proposing to her because she's a winner. She's a keeper for you.
She's a keeper.
And then on to the next match. The shocker. For me.
Shocker for everybody.
Oh my god. It was just like, I couldn't believe it. You told them about it, because you were blown away by it too.
I said, and 5 minutes before the match, I yelled out in the room, there's no way he can win this title.
Yeah, I know.
And seeing Almas shocked the world and defeated Drew McIntyre for the NXT Championship, which I think was a botched move.
And that's not, and that was not Almas' fault.
No, because Choppy pointed this out. As Almas went off the top rope and went to grab him for the DDT from the air, Drew McIntyre actually lifted himself up off the ground. And the way he landed, like, he landed awkwardly.
Like, I don't know if you noticed that, whoever saw the pay-per-view, if you notice at the end of the match, Drew McIntyre is holding his left arm. I think he might have gotten a stinger because his arm was numb. And if you notice, the trainer was there in the ring asking him, look, are you okay? He kept nodding himself, yeah, he's okay, but he looked like he really, really legitimately hurt himself. And I honestly think that maybe Drew McIntyre thought that Almas was going for a suplex, and that's why he did that extra jump off the turnbuckle. And then that's when Almas was like, he hit the DDT, and that was it. And when I saw 1, 2, 3, I was like, you have got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
He just looked all, and then Trainer was in the ring. There had to be he had to take a neck stinger. Maybe there had to be some numbness.
Something,
because the trainers were in there he was in the ring for a while.
Yeah, he was holding his neck, holding his arm. I was legitimately scared for the guy because I felt bad.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll see the prognosis of that in the next couple of days. We'll see what happens.
Correct.
If I'm sure he's at a local hospital right now being checked out.
No. It's not called hospital. It's a local medical facility.
I'm sorry. Local medical facility. My apologies, sir. God damn it.
Be more PC.
Jesus Christ.
Such an asshole.
You're an asshole.
Thank you.
But,
Now, the main... Oh, no, wait a minute. Yeah, that's right. Almas won.
Yeah, Almas won. Again, I'm shocked.
I'm still in shock that he won.
I think I'm more pissed I got it wrong. That he wasn't.
Everyone thought that Drew was going to win.
You know what? And Almas held his own outside interference from his hoochie mama.
Yeah, she did that. The
Huracanrana into a DDT.
Yeah, the cuckoo Canrana.
The cuckoo Canrana
into the DDT with her legs. But it was a good match. Very good match. I was very pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Now on to your main event. And what was the main event, Phil?
It was the wall game, if you will.
Ring that bell. Every time you say that, you gotta ring that
the
bell.
The wall game, baby. The Dream would have been proud of the talent that was in the ring tonight. And let me premise this. Every single competitor in this match got their spots and they got their moves in. And everybody had a fair shake of getting their ass and their hand and their face handed to them tonight.
And what I loved about this match, almost everyone got busted open hard way.
Well, the most was
Alexander Wolf.
Alexander Wolf, who Oof. Took a headshot after a table spot.
The metal from the table must have like pierced his skin or something.
Had to because he shaved his head, and the back of his head was just like it looked like a fucking butcher's block.
Oh my god, it was bad. And when you saw the referees putting on the gloves, I was like, uh-oh, here we go.
And, again, Adam Cole being the bump machine, Roddy.
Was it Adam Cole what?
Adam Cole, baby! That's right, and on his trunks, too.
Oh.
And the crowd was hot for him, they had the signs out.
Even Tony Ann was like, oh my god, he's over.
My wife's like, he's over. I'm like Rover.
Like Rover.
It's like, that boy is good. I want an Adam Cole shirt. Oh, they need to come out with an Adam Cole NXT shirt.
Yeah, they need to get rid of that Undisputed Era bullshit needs to go.
Yeah, stop it with that nonsense. But how about Roddy coming out with the AOP gear?
Oh, dude.
He looked like a fucking terrorist.
He looked like Kurt Angle, except...
Choppy was like, what's up with these terrorists?
That's right, I did say that.
He said when the AOP came out, what's up with these terrorists?
What's up with these terrorists? They look like they're about to bomb the ring.
Well, Paul had them trained well tonight, even though they... There was tables. There was chairs.
I wish Paul was more involved in the match.
No. He doesn't have to be, dude. He's old.
Inside the ring, but like, you know.
He's just a presence, man. Just a presence. Paul Ellering is the man, dude. And let me just say this too. Give it up, man. Sanity. Eric Young was on fire.
I
But your MVP was definitely
Killian Dane. Oh, my God.
350 pounds. Guy did a Van Terminator.
Did a Van Terminator.
Coast to coast. He did, you know,
he did a Samoan drop and a fallaway slam at the same time.
Crazy.
He did a senton bomb and clothesline at the same time. The guy was on. He's a beast. He's good.
It's, you know, and Fish and O'Reilly. O'Reilly almost knocked himself out.
By the way, you called it. The move is called Chasing the Dragon.
That's right.
Good for you, man. Thank you. I was hoping they were going to call it that move.
Yeah, and it was cool because when Nigel McGuinness said it, Chasing the Dragon, I was like, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
He was almost afraid to say it or somehow. I don't know why.
No, nothing wrong with it, man.
Oh,
you know,
dude.
No, nobody, I mean, that's the name of the move. They even, Mono Ronaldo even said Total Elimination tonight.
Yeah, he said Total Elimination in honor of
the Eliminators.
Eliminators, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What was your, besides, my MVP was in that match was Killian Dane, but what would you say is your MVP in that match? What do you think?
It has to be Killian Dane.
Yeah, dude. He was on point.
Even though AOP did all their spots too, even though Fish and O'Reilly, Adam Cole, Roddy was a maniac.
Them backbreakers, he did the death by Roddy in that match?
He hit Killian Dane. With that last suplex, with that Olympic slam.
The Olympic slam, yeah.
I was like, yo, he got all those dudes up for suplexes. I was like, that's... And he was one of the first ones in.
He was the first.
Him, Cole, and...
And Young.
And Eric Young. So those guys were like, forget about it. You know? What? We're doing a show. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Come in. So, the... but no, you know, it's... And... Let's talk about the cage setup for a minute.
I was actually impressed with the cage setup. The ring and the double ring, you know, the middles of the both rings, they were connected with that little metal plate.
Right.
That was done really well. I actually love the way the cage looked fantastic.
Yeah, it was very well constructed.
Oh, my God. Whoever built that, God bless you. You guys did a great job.
They just
that.
Probably took pieces of the Elimination Chamber and put them on there because the middle plate was a little different. But the top of the cage looked like the Hell in the Cell.
Yeah. But it was done really well. I was very impressed.
At least 20 to 25 feet up in the air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which was fantastic.
And I'm trying to think, what other spots took out? I love the backbreakers that Roddy did in this match.
The table. What about the table spots?
The table spots, the double power bombs from AOP, quadruple power bombs from the AOP.
What about them tossing Eric Young from one ring to another?
I thought that was Adam Cole. He did that too.
He did it to Adam Cole as well.
Yeah. Oh, Pastor Zell's in the house. Oh, no, he was in the house. Now he left. It's okay.
Okay.
We have one anonymous user on.
What did he say? Trying to catch my breath?
He said, still kind of trying to catch my breath from the match, I guess.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I'm going to watch it again later.
Listen, the match, the War Games match, for all the criticism it got because I didn't have the top of the cage, I was actually fine with it. It was great. It was fantastic. And I think it holds up well with the other ones that I saw in the 90s and some of it with the 80s.
It definitely better than the ones in the 2000s.
Oh, which 90s. One's in the 2000s you're talking about? The one with the Vince Russo one?
The last two.
Oh, forget those. Those are terrible.
So now here's the $99,000 question, and you guys can answer this on social media when we post it, but I'm going to ask you, can this be a regular thing?
Yes. Well, a yearly thing? Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Can it go to the main roster?
If Vince lets it, yes. Why not? You look how many factions you have on the main roster. You have the Shield. You have the New Day. You have all those tag teams on SmackDown.
Right.
You have
they
the
do it every
you have the Sheamus and Cesaro.
You have Sheamus, Cesaro, and the Miz.
And the Miz, yeah.
You have a ton of factions out there. Why not?
Right.
I think it could be done. It's just up to Vince to give it the green light because he saw that it worked on NXT, on the developmental. If it worked in NXT, why not try it in the main roster?
I agree.
And just do the same thing you did for NXT. Take off the top of the cage.
Why not try it just for Survivor Series?
I wish.
Yeah. I don't... See, that's the thing, man. I'm telling you, and I waited for it. I waited weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks for this shit. I wanted this to work.
And it did.
And I wanted this to go well because you know what? It just goes to show, and Dusty said it in the documentary, that it's all about the talent, baby. It's all about the talent. When you put the talent in there, they do the right thing.
Gonna ask you, Did they start it with the three right guys?
The three smallest guys.
Correct.
The three smallest guys, and they hung in there.
Do you think they started with the right?
That was perfect.
Great. I agree with you. Hands down.
And the three guys that were and together, they knew each other.
That's true. They know each other.
They all know each other well.
So they did. They started off with the right guys. Pastor's back in. Hello, Pastor.
But you know, you just watching it, not from a nostalgia thing, from you know, from a now current thing.
Of course.
If I never saw this before, I would say this is fantastic.
Yeah, it was done. It was,
and they utilized both rings.
The right way.
And they brought kendo sticks in, they brought the tables, I mean, and the chairs. It was
And you know what's another thing I'm glad that the earlier matches did not use the second ring. Because the emphasis of the War Games is to use both rings and the cage. It was perfect. It was done perfectly.
Yeah, I agree.
So very pleased. Well, what would you give if you give this a rating?
The match or the whole night?
The whole night.
I'd give it a 7 or an 8.
I agree. 8.5 for me.
Yeah, 8.5. I mean, it was good, man.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
I was, the thing is, was it the best NXT TakeOver I've seen? No, it's not.
No.
As a unit, no. But
the first couple were the best.
Yes. Even the one that we went to where Nakamura won the belt, hands down. But I still think that the War Games match surpassed everyone's expectations. Because a lot of people thought that it was not going to be as good as the ones in the 80s or in the 90s, and I think it surpassed the expectations of the 90s matches. So.
Yeah.
Little man's crying in the background.
Yeah, we got to wrap this up. Close that door, Mike. But yeah, all in all, it was a good night.
I was actually expecting a swerve or a run-in of some sort in that match, and it didn't happen, which is I'm fine.
No, I'm not.
And it didn't need it. It didn't need it at all, dude. The story was perfect just the way it is.
Didn't need it at all. The night was fantastic. A solid night of wrestling.
Yes.
It wasn't over-the-top amazing. Everybody performed well. What's up?
Pastor says, he just said there'll be a lot of ibuprofen given out tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, they were...
Yeah, those guys are...
They got destroyed.
They earned their paycheck tonight.
Oh, yeah.
They earned their paycheck tonight.
They earned their $500 a week.
Yeah. Especially Alexander.
I'm telling you. Oof. Alexander Wolf.
He's legit.
Legit. And yep. and the headshot by what's-his-face, the guy's bleeding all over the place. What's-his-face? Yeah, Alexander Wolf. I meant to say, yeah, that's the guy. And Killian Dane was your MVP.
He was great in that match. He was fantastic. But you said your MVP of the night was definitely Velveteen Dream.
Velveteen Dream for me was the MVP. That kid impressed me. He impressed me, man. He was fantastic with the Rick Rude tights and like ridiculously. Why do I have to do this outside the fucking door for? It's annoying in my life. The kid stepped his game up.
And he hung in there with Aleister Black.
That was his best match by far.
Oh, yeah.
In the company.
He had a match with Leo Rush that was really good, but this one even surpassed that match. So, very, very... he was my MVP of the whole night, but the MVP of the War Games was Killian Dane.
Yeah, Killian Dane was awesome, and I'm going to watch it again later.
And how happy was I? I was so happy to see Arn Anderson in the crowd with Dustin Rhodes.
Yeah, Samoa Joe, Kevin Owens with the Undisputed Era shirt.
How cool would it have been if
Asuka.
Kevin Owens was involved in that match, too.
Nah, he's there to see his boys. He's there to see his boys.
He was happy to see Adam Cole.
Finn Balor was there.
Yeah, Balor was there. Yeah.
Asuka.
Asuka con leche was there.
I think that's it.
Yeah, we're good.
Let's play some music and get out of here.
Guys, I hope you have a wonderful night. I hope you enjoy the post show. We have our third party over here, Mr. Hammer, the mic.
Can I say something?
Quickly, come on.
Yeah, please. Come in.
Dave, I'm coming for you.
Ooh. You heard that, Mega Powers? He's coming for you. All right. So tomorrow, 6 o'clock, is the Survivor Series coverage on RantEMRadio.com.
Long day of wrestling.
I think you have the comic book show at 4 or 5 o'clock before that. I think Surfer's... I don't know if Surfer's doing
the show. I got to get some comic books in my system because too much wrestling tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll try to check in with the crew. There'll be a lot of people here, so we're going to be in and out. But Be sure to tune in tomorrow for the pre and post show for NXT, for Survivor Series, Double A, Tony C, the crew. I'm sure Dr. Doom will be in there, Hightower, all the usual suspects. Thanks everybody in the chat room. Thanks for everybody for listening in, and thank you in advance for the download. And join us again on Friday. Of course, Monday with the Sports Report. Tuesday we have the Shining Wizards and the Rant. Thursday's Rant and Wrestling, and then Friday we're back. Me and Choppy are back. Oh no, we're not back.
We're not back.
We may be back.
Maybe.
If not, please have a blessed and safe Thanksgiving. You and your families. Just be thankful. I'm thankful for my family, for my friends, and I'm just thankful to be here tonight with you guys.
News from Nick German from House of Hardcore. There's a new triple threat.
Ooh, Shane Douglas.
Shane Douglas, Joey Mercury, and Nick Aldis, a.k.a. Magnus.
Whoa.
Wow.
We'll have to get the House of Hardcore and check it out on Twitch.
Okay.
All right, shout out to Nick German. Shout out to everybody, man. We're out of here.
Later.
RantEMRadio.com is your spot. Shining Wizards Network, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, all the happy horse shit. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.